Welcome everyone to the Rahagas podcast. We are here to talk about homestays, travel and India, our country, and how we get all these together and weave them through itineraries, through experiences, and create a certain space where travelers who are looking for different experiences and homestay owners who are looking at to meet different travelers come together. And we are simply the matchmakers that get them together. But today I'm not doing this alone. I'm doing this with the help of a friend's friend who is a super researcher and an avid traveler herself. I would like to welcome Ronak to this podcast. First podcast.
Yeah, hi. I think because this is just voice, I think people are going to be like, Ronak, ye to koi ladke ka naam hai, yaar. And now it's a ladki though. But, you know, most of the times. But thank you. Thank you for having me.
You didn't want to come,
this podcast.
No? You were like, oh, kya bolu main?
Haan, pehle to wahi tha na, because we were always like thinking ki, you know, kya bolna hai, kya nahi bolna hai. But yeah, I think this is interesting. And, you know, even coming to a studio and just recording, this is like a first for me. And it's quite cool. It's fun. So yeah, looking forward to this conversation. So yeah, I mean, very interesting that, you know, Raghar is actually coming up, because I do love traveling into...
You've seen the website, right?
Yes. Okay. In fact, coincidentally, I did see it today, and it was actually shared by a friend of mine, and very, very cool things which were on the website as well. So, I mean, I kind of like just skimmed through it, so I'm not really, gotten into the details of it, but it's fun. I'm very much looking forward to like exploring more about Raghar as well. And coming from this whole traveling, I love traveling. So this is something that will definitely help with my future travels as well. So, you know, that's just something that I was, you know, great to stumble upon as well. So,
you've stayed in a homestay which was somewhere where you found out about us, or you found out about us through your friend?
Yeah, so, you know, coincidentally, I actually saw your, when I saw your website today, I actually came across Namaha, which was in Wayanad.
Why not? Correct.
Yeah, and it was literally this January where I stayed with them. I had done my own research and stuff, and, you know, I had really done all the legwork, and I, you know, kind of, spoke to the owners, and we stayed there. And we had actually gone for my birthday, so beautiful
where
property.
Was your birthday?
It was in January, so...
Oh, so it was the winter there.
Yeah, but best weather and, great time to go to Kerala as well. So I think that was one amazing property that we kind of stumbled upon. And I in fact saw College House on your...
Did you go there in January as well?
Yes. Oh. Again, it was during my birthday again.
Wow, okay. So that's your January to January trip.
Yes. So almost birthdays, we kind of travel, you know, most of the times I always like to travel for an occasion. Mm. So I think this is the best time to actually travel, because it like you club it with New Year's. So I think that's something that we love doing.
So
as
which
well.
One was a better birthday? The College House birthday or a Namaha birthday? Mm. Or all is the same?
I think it's actually similar. I mean, I would say, honestly, it's all about the experiences, about meeting the people. And, you know, the kind of homestays that I've stayed at as well. It's about the food. It's about how personalized it can get as well. So both of them were beautiful properties in its own sense.
So would you like to say that both of them felt same?
Similar, yes.
Similar.
Definitely.
And that's the idea of Raghar.
Oh, that's lovely. That's exactly my point. That, you know, I actually saw, when I saw both these properties on Raghar, I was amazed. And I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, you already have tied up with the good ones. Looking at my choices, I feel like, okay, these are good ones. So,
you're on safe hands. I mean, you didn't know that back then.
Yes.
But the Raghar tagline is India through its homes.
Oh, lovely.
And the idea behind India through its homes is like, we as a travel company would take people out of India through Anubhav, which is Raghar's parent company.
Okay.
And over the years, we realize, we are taking them out, but what do we have to offer them when they come here, like the foreigners?
Yes.
And there were hotels, and there were small, beautiful hotels, boutique hotels, but at the end, they were still hotels.
Yeah.
And in hotels, there are no conversations.
Correct.
So that's why, and then suddenly the pandemic happened and people traveled a lot in India.
Yeah.
The homestays came more and more in the pandemic, because a lot of people left their IT careers or architecture careers, and they started going back to their native places and started building places for them to stay.
Correct.
And eventually, they started getting people that paid at their place to stay.
Right.
Before, they only got friends and relatives.
Correct.
So most of our homestays, Ronak, are homestays where people did not have the intention or a singular intention of making money.
Correct.
And that's the most beautiful part of the owners of the homestays.
Lovely.
Because when you stay in a place where it is not only built for commercial reasons, mm-hmm. you come to know. Correct. Both Navai and Kalij are living examples of that.
Yes. No, and also, like, interestingly, why Rahagar?
Rahagar is, like, when I explain this to my foreigner friends, they are like foreigner friends. When I explain this to them, I tell them, unless you travel, you don't arrive. And our concept is about arriving home mm-hmm. in the evening after a day of travel. So Raha is the road and Ghar is the home.
Oh,
so
nice.
Especially when I talk to my South Indian homestays, they are like, Raha Ghara. What does this mean?
So, I'm sure that Ghara has to Ghara. Be a part of it.
So we try and figure out, like, it's a travel space sure. at the end.
Yeah.
It's not just a booking of homestays.
Yeah. Interestingly, even your logo was quite cool, actually.
Oh, you saw that logo as well?
I did, of course. I mean,
is that what you look at when you're looking at homestay websites
as
well?
Yes, of course. I mean, my legwork is like, you know, I have to make sure that the effort counts, right? Mm. Like everything, right? From their website to how they're speaking to me, what is their communication process? Everything is taken into consideration because I like to do my, you know, homework thoroughly. And of course, because I'm traveling with somebody, it's not only me traveling. So interestingly, your logo was also very, very cool. I like the website.
Did you understand
stuff.
The logo because it's confusing?
A little confusing, because but yeah, you can throw light more. You can throw more light on it.
So it has an orange color. It's supposed to be the setting sun.
Ah.
And it's like going back home when the sun sets.
Correct.
My mother tongue is Marathi. And there's a lovely song in Marathi which says, Ya chimnya no parat firare.
Okay.
It's about sparrows returning home in the evening.
Oh.
So we're all sparrows, we're all travelers.
Yes.
And we're coming back home in the evening.
Yes.
And when you come back home in the evening, that's when dinner conversations happen.
Correct.
You know, your mother is waiting for you. Your parents are there. You know, your wife, your husband, your...
Yeah. Even over a drink, yeah.
Correct.
Come on.
Correct. So that's why all our homestays are places where dinners are mostly included.
Sure.
And because a conversation over dinner can be extended,
mm-hmm.
breakfast... you have to go and do your sightseeing. You know, you have to get out. So you're a little bit antsy. And so breakfasts are okay.
Yeah.
But dinners are where the homestays really show their food ka, you know, the
yeah,
quality.
In fact, coincidentally, Kalij House, you know, we had a beautiful dinner experience with them where, you know, they put on some really cool jazz disco sort of a music
the lady
back
loves
in the
music,
background.
I think,
it was very cool. Like, I mean, we learned a new music genre because of them, right?
Wow.
So I think in general, you get to learn a lot. And this is not something that you would see in a hotel. That's the reason why I would also choose a homestay.
Do you remember a certain item that you ate there? Like a food item?
Honestly, I think, so because I'm a vegetarian, so for me, she had actually cooked really good, like, vegetarian, like this a different sort of an aloo that you get there in the hills. So she,
first of all, where is Kalij House for people who are listening to
this? So this is actually about an hour away from Darjeeling, which is not in the main city center as such, but the reason why we didn't want to stay in the center is because, you know, it was so crowded and it was absolutely you know, madness, as you rightly said, and we wanted some different sort of an experience where we could just see the hills, and we really wanted to just have a quiet, peaceful, you know, holiday. We didn't want to have something where, I mean, towns are great, but this was something that it just looked so beautiful, even in the photos and stuff. And she really went out of her way, and she cooked us some great dinners. And as you rightly said, the conversations were amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And we learned so much from them. And, you know, it's all about giving back, right?
You know? And they learn from you. That's what I'm saying.
Yes. And, you know, it's like it's something that you go back with, right?
Correct.
And you always feel that you want to take back something with you. So I would always recommend to most of my friends and my family or whoever's traveling towards Sikkim or Darjeeling, I always tell them that please do try her space out, because I know that, you know, they'll appreciate it even more so.
Great you speak about this, because
yeah.
I've heard about this, like people going to a particular home, say like the Kalij or Nama or any other places. Mm-hmm. And then to that place, if a person is traveling, you will recommend that.
Yes.
But what if they are traveling to other corners of India?
Correct.
Unless you have seen it,
yeah.
It's like the Shabri eating the bora, the thing, and then giving it as a thing, right? So unless you have experienced it on your own, you will not be able to recommend it.
No, 100%.
And that's what we do.
Correct.
Like I personally, one of my persons in Rahagar visits every property.
Okay.
Not only sees how it is aesthetically done, but also how they feel inside.
Correct.
And I know vibe and energy are very overused words.
Yeah.
But it's very important. Like, how do you feel inside?
Yes.
Like, I have been to places to just see how they are.
Correct.
And I have entered that place at 11 o'clock.
Hmm.
And I've left after an evening tea. with a scrumptious lunch and all.
Yeah.
And they didn't even know who I was.
Correct.
And they didn't do it for the sake of, you know...
Just promoting a property. Correct. Yeah. They're just really the good hosts. That's the most beautiful part. Yeah.
It's a home you're going to, right? You expect certain kind of a hospitality.
Yes. And absolutely. Absolutely.
So we guarantee that kind of hospitality.
That's great.
So
that's great.
Maybe the colors of the walls are different. Yeah. The place feels different because each home is individually crafted differently.
Mm-hmm.
But the feeling inside... when you are there and the memories that you take from there or the stories that you carry ahead are similar.
True.
That's the whole idea.
Yeah, no. And mostly, do you also do pet-friendly places as well?
You have a dog?
Yes, of course. I mean, I'm a you know, the dinks, right? We call them dinks today, right? Double income, no kids, right?
Oh, yeah. The cats and the dogs. Okay, yeah.
And we are the pet parents here. So, yeah, like pet friendly is something that I'm always looking at. So, is that something that Ragar also takes care of?
We didn't, in fact, go after pet friendly, but then we met more and more dinks like yourself.
Yeah.
And then we realized that we have to take care of the dinks.
Yes.
To start with. And then otherwise, what happens is because most of our properties have pets.
Correct.
So, getting a pet there, sometimes it's like a... ek dusre se thoda problem ho jata hai. So now we have around, I don't count because that's a bad omen. We don't count the number of properties. Nor do we have a target. We just go and meet people, and if they like us, we like them and we work with them.
Sure.
I think around 30-40% of our homes are pet friendly.
Oh, lovely.
So what we also do is, Ronak, we weave these pet friendly properties in an itinerary.
Okay.
So let's say you are in Pune. And you want to take a 6-day trip, driving trip. It would be nice to know that all your properties or all the places that you stay, what's your dog's name?
Banjo.
Banjo is as comfortable as you are, you know. And that'll be nice. So, pet-friendly properties and pet-friendly itineraries. So
oh, that's
both are
amazing.
Something that we work with.
Yeah, that'll be cool. I mean, you're making my life simpler. And really, like, easy for me to kind of do most of the bookings and stuff. So, but how is it different? Like, in the sense, like, you know... how is Ragar different from a villa renting company?
So villa renting, as villa renting is villa renting. So the entire villa is supposed to be rented out. So even if you are a couple or just four people, you rent out 6 rooms or 5 rooms or 4 rooms. How many rooms are there in the villa?
Yeah.
And again, as you might have experienced, have you stayed in a villa rental place before?
Yes, of course.
You have,
yes.
Because you've stayed in a homestay also.
Yeah.
So the butler or the caretaker is there who will take charge of the entire place. Conversations usually don't happen with them.
Correct.
I mean, there's no story like the college house playing jazz music and speaking over a drink. You know, that doesn't happen there.
No.
You will love the views and you will love how they take care of you, but it's a little bit amiss.
Correct.
So, Villa Rental and Ragar has a specific difference that all our properties are owner-centric, run by owners, and every nook and corner of the property has a chaap or a character of the owner there.
Correct.
So, everything is very personal.
Correct.
And that's why when you go and stay there, it feels like a proper home.
Correct.
So that's number one.
Yeah.
We also very, like to take it ahead, we also different than some of the other kind of people who run similar alternatives. Because they don't have a particular filter where an owner has to be there. And I'm not naming anyone here. Everybody's doing their own job. But what we do is the owner being so much important, or playing an important role, him being there makes a lot of difference. So, owner-centric, owner-run. Yeah.
Coming back to the main point, that is, you know, when I book a homestay, I'm always looking at pricing, right? Of course, everybody looks at pricing. Yeah. So, is that something that even Ragar will, like, have competitive pricing for us, or...
What do you mean by competitive pricing?
Because I can actually call up the owner and ask them for a price, right?
Yes.
And the owner might respond to me, might not respond to me. So, is that something that Ragar will take care of in the sense that are you going to be matching prices with the owner's pricing, or is it something that, you know, because, you know, it's always that, you know, thing in my head that, you know, this is a...
loot to nahi rahe.
Yeah, like loot nahi, wo to hai, but, you know, more than anything, are this is a medium, it's a third person, wo kuch to percentage lega hai na. Aisa. To usse acha main owner se directly baat karke mujhe deal milega.
So, we work with 4 major points with the owners. One... and it's very important that we discuss this. But the one thing that is most important is the price parity.
Yeah.
Where the owner's extension of price to you, like College House or whoever extends the price to you, we extend the exact same price.
Okay.
So that's number one point of our contract.
That's
with
amazing.
The owners.
Yeah.
So that is very important that our price is transparent and it's the same. Number two, we take all the payments. And I'm sorry to ask this question, but I'm still going to talk about these three points or 4 points. All the payment is to be done like before check-in. So the owners feel that these people, because most of the owners just have two or four rooms.
Mm.
So it's important that the inventory is kind of taken care of.
Yeah.
So all the payment comes to the owner's account a week before of your check-in.
Okay.
Not during checkout or something.
Okay.
Number three is if there's a cancellation, then there's no cancellation charge here, which is very important. Like, for example, you are going to some place and suddenly some wedding pops up. Something happens, I don't know.
Yeah.
Unless there's an emergency, you won't cancel it.
Yeah.
And we are completely aware of it.
Correct.
So the owner doesn't put you in a space where, you know, there's a 100% cancellation charge because 3 days pehle bola ya 4 days pehle bola. It'll only be like a credit note will be given to you and that would be used for a year. Or that credit note is even transferable. So these three or four things are important to create that trust between an owner and a traveler. And also what we do, Ronak, is like if the owner is around 50 to 60 year old, he is interested in running his property. He's not interested in talking to people as much because all kinds of people call him. Like I've had owners who have told me that, you know, the first question they ask, discount kitna milega? So the owners don't want to even entertain those questions.
Yeah.
Because it's a beautiful place. It's a home created out of a lot of patience and love and effort.
Yeah.
And they want people with a similar mindset to come there.
Correct.
So we filter out that crowd. We kind of make sure that the owner and the traveler, we are a matchmaker for them.
Lovely.
So it's important.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to be booking my next stay with Raghav, yeah?
Let's not be so sure about it because I feel you are a very avid researcher. So unless you are very sure ki whatever I'm getting, I am really getting as per my research. So what I would say is, instead of like for an avid traveler like you, a person who researches and then books, finds and then books, what we give you is this is the find.
Yeah.
You find that place on us, then research.
Yeah.
And then book.
Yeah.
Is what we would say.
100%. 100%. I think it's a very cool concept. Everybody here, I will agree. And I feel like even in general, there is a need in this space where, you know, the whole customization, the whole personalization and the whole deal where you can actually speak to the owners as well. Is that something that Raghav will like let you do? Like, can I directly speak to an owner?
If so, the owners trust us, the travelers trust us eventually. Like, for example, you book two or three places through us. The fourth time, you are trusting us more.
Correct.
Because, you know, you haven't had an experience with us.
Correct.
But if, and we want that discussion to happen because, you know, it's better to have nobody in between, direct discussions.
Yeah.
So unless the owner is like a plantation guy who is plucking cherries in April and May, who is plucking apples in September, we want the owner to talk to the traveler directly.
Oh, lovely.
So...
that's great. Yeah, exciting. And even the itineraries, I think it's a cool
concept.
You
saw the itinerary part on the website.
Yeah, you just spoke about it as well, right?
Yes,
like the whole Pune thing and stuff. So I think that is also something that mostly unique, you know, not everybody, not any villa renting company is going to basically help you with itineraries, right?
Exactly.
They're just going to be like, okay, these are the, you know, number of places that are there. And then you have to really go through the entire shebang of, you know, properties and reviews and all of that, right? So I think that in itself is something very interesting that Raghav is going to be offering. So
I think also what is important you have to understand is like we live in Bombay, Pune.
Yeah.
We live in a very privileged part of India.
Yeah.
And why do I say that is because for us, Delhi is 2 hours and Cochin is 2 hours.
Yeah.
And we are very, we can travel anywhere.
Correct.
And we don't feel overwhelmed.
Correct.
But when the North Indians come to South, and when the South Indians go to the North, the cultures are so different.
Correct.
That it is important that the South Indians going to the North be given an itinerary because they are traveling 3.5 hours to Srinagar, for example.
True.
And if they only go for 3 days or 4 days, it's not helpful.
Yeah.
So they are looking for an 8 to 10 day itinerary.
Correct.
And within that itinerary, I align homestays where they don't feel like I'm telling... from a point of view where there was a couple from Madurai who went to Srinagar. And those people knew that if someone from Madurai is coming, they went to the level of giving them sambar every day.
They
didn't have to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, because they could give them any the Kashmiri
local food. Yeah, of course.
But they wanted to make sure ki according to the, you know, standards of their hospitality, they want to give them local, but Kashmiri food and Tamilian food is so different.
Yeah.
they wanted to make them comfortable and then give them local food. So they were very happy that, you know, we eat sambar at home. We got sambar.
Yeah. And the masala also. One of these is okay, huh? Correct. For having sambar.
Yeah. I mean, but as they had to tell them later on that, you know, we are okay with what food you give us, you know. Yeah. So that kind of a interaction is very nice.
Yeah. No, I think it's cool. I mean, it's like East meets West, right?
Correct.
But here, North is
meeting
South.
North meets South.
So that's, something which is a cool thing.
It's almost dinner time.
Oh, is it?
It is sometimes.
So it's time for our new conversation, yeah?
Over food, yeah.
Lovely. Yes. Thanks so much for having me. And I'm looking forward to booking with Ragar as well.
Thank you.
And I will definitely recommend it. And I'm going to spread this across to a lot of my friends. And I'm sure they will also kind of, you know, listen to me and be like, okay, we should definitely
because you're the ultimate authority on travel for them, right?
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it and looking forward to more tie-ups for you guys as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, definitely would recommend.
Yeah, in fact, when we're coming by a metro here, you showed me a property that you stayed in Chikmagalur. And now I immediately sent it to one of my people.
Oh, lovely.
They're already talking to that property now.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So
thank you for that one suggestion.
No, there'll be multiple. Don't
worry. I'm sure of that.
Super. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.